This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today on this first weekend of April. Big show for you this week. My first guest is a friend of mine of many, many years, Cliffy on Cheers. John Ratzenberger will be here, a talented singer, producer, actor, and network executive. Robert Townsend will be joining us. Number 10 on the scales, Bo Derek will be here on the program talking about a veterans group she's working with. Next hour, Diane Diamond from Investigation Discovery talking about a show coming up this weekend. Josh Gates, very interesting. He's going to be uncovering a tomb with mummies in it live on TV. Actor Corbin Burnson will also be joining us. And from HGTV's Groundbreakers, Joe Washington. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm delighted that he's here right now. He's in our studio. When it comes to television characters and when it comes to a recognizable face, this man is in the top 10. I got to tell you that he is quite a guy, and he's joining us to talk about a serious subject and a few projects that he's working on. Joining us right now is John Ratzenberger. Hey, John, how you doing?
Ron, it's great to be here.
We've talked a few times on the phone.
For long-distance interviews.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Well, welcome to Orlando. I know that there was a time in Orlando that you had a little bit of a motorcycle accident, so I got
mad at the highway, and so I decided to slam into it at 80 miles an hour.
But
Highway 1, by the way.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yeah.
And that section of the highway, they change now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because they
have a plaque there?
Well, they said you damaged it so badly that... that they had to make an off-ramp. Right?
It was driver error. It was my fault, and luckily I survived.
Well, at least you didn't pull off a Gary Busey. You were wearing a helmet.
Oh, definitely wearing a helmet. Yeah,
yeah. That's the way to do that. You know, I know that you get tired of talking about this, but your role, which to this very day is on television, I mean, this is like right. I Love Lucy on Cheers. Cliffy the Mailman.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't get tired of talking to it at all. As a matter of fact, on my website, one of the first things you see is Cliffy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, that was, you talk about ensembles on television. You think about the Lucy Show. You talk about the Carol Burnett Show. You talk about All in the Family. And you have to include Cheers.
I mean, my theory is that, because it holds up so well today, is because the writing was so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the writing, you never saw the joke coming. You never could predict what the joke was going to be, unlike a lot of shows today.
That's the Burroughs boys, huh?
Well, it's Jimmy Burroughs and Wes and Glenn Childs and all the writers. We had a lot of writers, but every single one of them grew up in an era where they read books.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't watch TV growing up.
Yeah.
They read books, so they understood character development, depth of characters, story arc. It came naturally to them because, once again, they had grown up reading.
Did you do that in front of a studio audience?
Yes, we did.
As a three-camera shoot?
Four.
Really? Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show. And you know what? You can always tell a good show when it plays so many years after. I bought my first radio station the year that that show went on the air, and here we are three decades later, and that show is still on and still good and still appealing to an entirely different demographic.
Well, interesting you should mention radio, because the thing about Cheers is a little-known fact that I'll throw at you like Cliffy, is that if you turn down the picture, darken the picture, Cheers plays like a radio show.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to see the picture, and you'll still get the story and everything else.
That's an interesting. I've never heard anybody tell that to me, because they always say the radio is the theater of the mind, you know, as they used to say in the old days.
You turn the picture off, just listen to the soundtrack of Cheers. It's just like a radio show.
I'm going to do that, because I watch it in reruns all the time. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that, because I've never heard of that before.
Yep.
That's
yep.
pretty cool. The Travel Channel's Made in America. I loved that show, John, because, you know, so many times America gets the short change of what goes on in this country. People hear what's happening in Syria. They're manufacturing
right.
cars in Japan. You brought this to the forefront and said, this is what's happening in Knee Bend, Indiana.
All right. I just got tired of all the negative things coming out of, especially Hollywood, because we used to be a nation and a culture that rewarded success. Now we're a nation and culture that rewards failure. And we make fun of or demonize anyone that wants to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a turn that was made, I believe, somewhere in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, my next book is actually going to be entitled, I'm Sorry I Ruined the World, Apologies for the Woodstock Generation.
Yeah.
Because we made that turn. And so I wanted to do Made in America because I wanted to honor the people that actually, to me, I avoid the term blue-collar worker. It's essential worker. Because the people that put the nuts and the bolts of our civilization together are essential. People like myself or a basketball player or a singer, we're not essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have us around.
Yeah.
But if we didn't come to work one day, nobody really cared.
Yeah, well, it's not going to stop the economy or anything.
Imagine
right?
if all the truck drivers pulled off the side of the road for a day.
Yeah.
We're
you know,
done.
You bring up a good point. We were talking before we went on the air about the show I was watching on VH1 about the 60s. And you're right. It was almost like if you made it at that
right.
era, you were a materialistic, capitalistic, you know, pig, if you
right.
will, you know.
Right, and here we are now still dealing
yes.
with a country that used to be called Communist China.
Mm-hmm.
The government's is no different than it used to be when Mao started.
Right.
It's still a communist country, but now, for some reason, we just call it China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we forget that, I mean, Mao killed more people than Hitler did.
Sure.
10 times
yeah.
more people than Hitler did, but no one mentions that.
No, because now we have a stake in what they're doing.
Right.
And, you know, there's even in the political arena today some unrest over, and I won't mention any names, but over the people who have legally made a good living, and now all of a sudden that legal good living turns against him because of the fact that he's worth a bazillion dollars. And, you know, well, if he's worth a bazillion dollars, he apparently did it, you know, illegally, and that's not the case.
No, it's but also, you know, there are people who are very wealthy that would like to see you become very wealthy.
Yes.
They're just saying, this is how I did it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the Judeo-Christian ethic. You get up in the morning, put your hand to something useful, be responsible for yourself and your family. They're really simple rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up following the American dream. My father was a truck driver and drove a gasoline tanker. My mother worked in a factory. I was a latchkey kid before the
term came.
Before it was popular. And I remember making bacon sandwiches when just my eyeballs could see just at the top of the frying pan. And now, social services show up, but nobody bothered back then, and I became very capable. But I followed the American dream, did okay for myself, and now for some reason they want to punish me for it.
Yeah,
by raising taxes, and I just don't get it. Why am I being punished for doing what I was supposed to do?
Yeah, you were told to do something. It's just like going to college. You were told to go to college, right. And then they turn around and they say, you should have went to a trade school because there really are too many college-educated people.
Well, right now, the reason I'm in Florida, because the MOST program, which started here right in Orlando, it's a mobile outreach skills training. What we do is we train people in the skills to fill jobs in manufacturing. Right now, there's 600,000 jobs available in manufacturing nationwide. But what happens, like when the veterans come home, they're they go to the VA or community college, and they'll train them in a skill that might take 2 years. They'll get a certificate in a skill that's not available in their area. They might graduate after 2 years with a certificate in dog grooming,
mm-hmm.
something that's just not applicable to the real world. So what we do is we'll go to the companies, big manufacturers, small manufacturers, say, what do you need? I'll say, we need 6 welders. We need 5 CNC machine operators. We'll pull our trucks up. We have 18-wheelers. We'll pull right up right next to the factory, and we'll vet the veterans as well as the company.
Sure.
But we'll find people that want those jobs, and we train them. We train them on the spot. 2-week course. They go in the factory. After another 4 weeks, they have a job. So we guarantee the jobs. We find the jobs, we guarantee the jobs. And so far we've put over 1,000 vets to work.
That's sensational.
Some of them homeless.
And I got to tell you that I really think that the 2-week span that you're talking about there is what counts. Because when you start telling somebody that we're going to have a training program that's going to take 8 months and they're already starving, that doesn't have much curb appeal, if you know what I mean,
Well, also, the government cost, the cost to the taxpayers is $200,000 per head on those training programs. Ours is $6,900 a head.
Well, what we want to talk about, we're going to take a quick break, John. What we want to talk about is this MOST program, M-O-S-T, and we'll chat about it when we come back, okay?
You bet.
My very special guest, my friend John Ratzenberger, and John has had memorable roles on television, but we all remember good old Cliffy. And John Ratzenberger and myself will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your work sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back. My friend John Ratzenberger is here, and he just delivered the mail for us, in fact. He dropped off some special deliveries.
Yeah, sorry, I got the zip code mixed up.
That's okay. Everybody does.
I delivered it to Universal Joints. It goes under the car, you know, with the drive shaft.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. Well, that's now you did a travel show. Now you can do a car show with Leno or Adam Carolla. Let's go back to this great program, MOST. M-O-S-T. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you what that meant.
Mobile Outreach Skills Training.
Okay.
You go to the website, mostjobstraining.com.
When you go there, do you hit the M period, O period, or just go to MOST?
No, M-O-S-T.
M-O-S-T. Okay.
Mostjobstraining.com.
You say that there's 600 jobs out there in the United
States.
600,000. 600,000 jobs
right now.
Filled. Now, my question is, when they come out on the news with these figures of unemployment and all this other stuff, have they forgot about those 600,000 jobs?
Absolutely they have.
Is that intentionally, John?
The misconception is the people in the government and the teachers' unions, guidance counselors, they think we're two different countries. They want all their kids to go to college, and they forget that if we don't educate the plumbers, then when the brain surgeon goes to wash his hands before surgery and there's no hot water, well, that's the reason. The average age of skilled people who can handle tools and machines is 57 years old. 6 years, well, sometimes less, they're gone.
They're gone.
They're retired.
Yeah.
And there's no one coming up after them, by the way, because we canceled vocational training in all our schools starting about 30 years ago.
Right.
So now children who graduate from high school are functionally, mechanically illiterate.
Sure.
So that's an endangered species. Mm-hmm. But I've talked to Congress, the Senate, I've talked to a lot of politicians, a lot of educators about this, and they look at you like you got lobsters coming out of your ears.
Yeah.
They didn't even know that this is a crisis. But now, I've been talking about this now for a good 6-8 years. Just now, it's starting to hit Washington and the New York Times and people like that, because in their own lives, they're realizing, oh, I can't find a bricklayer. Brother needs a welder we can't find it. And so now, they're just starting to realize that we're heading for a crisis. So that's where we come in. We have a lot of vets coming back, Afghanistan and Iraq. We have the ability to train them for any one of those 600,000 jobs that are available.
And deservingly so. I mean, they have paid an enormous price
absolutely
to live in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy down the street who's never even seen the inside of a tank
you know, he all of a sudden is complaining and moaning and, you know, trying to call his congressman to complain about the slightest little thing. Meanwhile, these people see what the cost of freedom is. But, you know, you bring up such a valid point when it comes to the technical end of it. I mean, in your analogy before about, you know, us in the entertainment business, we didn't show up for work. In my case, it'd just be dead air and they'd fill it with somebody else that does this, you know. But the fact of the matter is that I like when I call somebody and the person that comes to my house and fixes the plumbing or does something technical is a young person. The reason I like it is because everybody, and I don't know when this...
Well, that's the future.
Yeah, I don't know when this happened, John, but everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to sit behind the big desk.
That's the entitlement of... came out of Woodstock.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have to be concerned about their feelings.
Yes.
Not their achievements.
No.
Their feelings.
Yeah, and those people who are looked down upon, I mean, the guy that drives the truck that picks up the job, Johnny's, you say, boy, how the heck did he get that job? I was watching the guy pick up the recyclables today, right? And I'm thinking to myself, this guy probably got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
He's jumping in and out of that truck. We're working like a mule, but yet somebody looking at him says, and they're unemployed.
But we did that in a popular culture. Hollywood did that.
Yeah.
Because every time you see a depiction of someone with a toolbox or someone who's handy, whether it's a movie, a TV show, they're always depicted as being less than the people who made the movie anyway. They're always looked down upon. So why would a child growing up watching those depictions want to be that?
That's right.
When all they've seen in the popular culture is those people being made fun of.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What can we do as the general public? How do we hop on John's bandwagon with most?
Well, with most, it's really donations and it's private funding. The government gives us no money whatsoever.
Geez, what a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Gosh,
but we guarantee jobs. We find the jobs and we guarantee the jobs. But once you're in our training program, you stick with it, you're guaranteed a job.
Now, is it all technical jobs?
No, we configure for just about anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because we have these motorhomes and trailer trucks that pull up right on the space, the lot, right next to the factory, whatever it is, and we computerize everything. So
Wow. Whatever
the job is, you need a skill as a manufacturer, we can train you. I was using the welding machine today, by the way.
Were you really?
Computerized welding machine, and I have a background, I've done some welding. And it's exactly like you're welding.
No kidding. But do you have a position for an announcer in this gig?
As a matter of fact, I happen to know the guy to talk to.
Oh, really? So I do anything. Believe me, floors, announcing. Hey, I got started.
You know what? If we ever get to the point of doing a documentary, we're going to need a documentary voice.
Boy, they wouldn't use you. It would be something.
Well, I may...
They can afford me.
I might be fishing that
day. Maybe fishing that day. You're doing Drop Dead Diva up in
Atlanta. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Atlanta. Yeah. How do you like doing that?
Yeah, it's great. The nice folks, the cast, they're very friendly. Everybody's right on the money. And I love the business that we're in. Because you show up on a set, and it really is a crack team. It's just because everybody knows what they're supposed to do. And I know Hollywood does get a bad rap because we got all this BS here, BS. Once you get through that, and you're at the level where you're working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stunning
to
watch the ballet of the crews and the camera movement and the lenses and the actors playing their trade. It's a joy.
Well, the problem with that business is that when you get into it too young and you haven't paid your dues, whether it be in acting or in singing, you don't appreciate what it takes to make it, and then you kind of abuse it. And when you get a little bit later on in life,
a little bit of
reality, that's for sure. Most is the name of the program. It's an organization that gives Americans, particularly veterans returning from war, the training and resources to enhance manufacturing jobs in America. John Ratzenberger, the great actor, is really taking a huge hand in making this thing work. And again, the website again, John, is
mostjobstraining.com.
Okay. Would you come back and join us again sometime, my friend?
Absolutely, sir.
We had a nice time. I always enjoy talking with you.
Can you give me a ride in your fancy car?
I'll give you a ride in my fancy car.
It's a nice car.
Thank you very much.
My both my vehicles, well, no, we got two, they're all American.
This one has an American frame and engine, okay?
Right.
But it was built in Italy.
They're an ally, and they have good food.
Yeah, and I'm Sicilian, so...
Oh, well.
So I didn't want to...
Giovanni.
I didn't want to buy it. They made me buy it.
They made me an offer. You don't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice. John Ratzenberger has been our guest. What a great guy. Come back again, John, okay?
Thanks, man.
Okay, and we'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump thanked members of the Republican Jewish Coalition for backing him in 2016 and says they have an important role to play in his re-election campaign in 2020. He spoke to the group in Las Vegas, where he also denounced asylum seekers trying to enter the United States from Mexico.
Oh, give him asylum! He's afraid! He's afraid! We don't love the fact that he's got tattoos on his face. That's not a good sign. We don't love the fact that he's carrying the flag of Honduras or Guatemala or El Salvador, only to say he's petrified to be in his country.
For now, the president is backing off his threat to close down the southern border. He said he's giving Mexico 1 year to work on the problem. He's also threatening a 25% tariff on cars imported from Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. And our next guest has been on our show in the past. I really enjoy talking to him. He is a real Hollywood icon. There's no doubt about it. Problem is, I always have a difficulty trying to come up with everything to explain what he does in the introduction. So I'm just going to say right now that he does everything. Actor, comedian, writer, director, network executive. Joining us right now is our friend Robert Townsend. Hi, Robert. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
The more things that you do, the harder it is to introduce you, because then we don't have any time to chat.
I've been blessed to write, direct, produce, act, and, you know, star in different movies and television shows. So, you know, a crazy thing to be a hyphen, but I love it.
Robert, tell us about this movie that's coming out now.
Yes, sir. I am so excited. The documentary is called Making the Five Heartbeats.
I know.
And it's about my second movie, The Five Heartbeats. People love that movie. And I co-wrote it with Keenan Ivory Wayans, directed it, starred in it, produced it. And, you know, fans really love it. And now I've done this documentary about my journey to make the movie. And so it's really the story of a young filmmaker trying to figure it out. And it's all the ups and downs of my journey. So the documentary, you know, has been nominated now for an NAACP Image Award. But I've won already because I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. You won already with everything else that you've done, including this, and it's going to be available on DVD in April. Am I not correct on that, Robert?
Yes, people can pre-order it right now on RobertTownsend.com. So if they, you know, if they're fans and they say, oh, I love that movie and I'd love to get a copy of it, the pre-orders, because tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is the anniversary of when the film was released in theaters 28 years ago.
You know, my roots, too, are in music from that era. So I love this. I mean, I perform with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. So this movie is very, very dear to my heart. I am so happy that you are having this Making the Five Heartbeats available to everybody now through the DVD sales. That's sensational. It really is. And I also like American Soul, your presentation of Don Cornelius' Soul Train story.
Oh, let me say, I've been having an amazing time working on the show. I did two episodes of the show. I knew Don Cornelius and the TV series on BET right now, and it's really, you know, an examination of this brilliant man who created and changed the landscape of music. And so it's a wonderful show. I'm just waiting right now to see if we get picked up for another season.
Oh, it is.
I had the best time. And I just love music. And like when you said, you know, so now do you sing or are you a performer?
I sing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my brother. Congratulations.
I sing. Yeah. In fact, back in the old days, around 1971, 72, I had two Grammy Award nominations. And you can relate to this because you got into executive world of network programming. I started owning radio stations, so I stopped singing. Well, when I came down to Florida, I said, I'm going to do this again. Only I'm going to do it as a swan song with a 15-piece orchestra. So I don't make any money because it costs like $9 million to do this thing. But,
oh, my God.
But I'm having a good time. I really am. I just run down everything that you have done. It is sensational. Ladies and gentlemen, go to a dictionary and look up everything in show business, and you will see Robert's picture. I mean, everything.
Unbelievable.
God bless you. God bless you.
You come a long way from old Cooley High, have you not, Robert?
You know, here's the thing. As an artist, you know, I love what I do. And anytime I get to create, I am so happy. And like I said, you know, like with the documentary, I just give you a glimpse into my creative process. And I think it's a kind of a fun journey because you get to see the frustrations that I go through to make that movie. And like you said a second ago, you know, in terms of performing, how much it cost and everything. And I just love the journey of being an artist.
A lot of people will say, oh, you're so lucky you've done this. They don't see the behind the scenes, the struggle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man used his own credit cards to finance a movie. It is not an easy ball game to go out there and finance a movie. This is hard, hard stuff. I mean, when you go out and get a mortgage or a loan on an apartment building, it's brick and mortar. Boy, when you're talking about intellectual property, that's tough, Robert.
Well, you know, the thing is that you got to really believe. And I think when you're an artist, all you have is your faith in yourself.
That's right.
And friends that support you. And so I think that you got to have a vision. And I think, you know, part of the journey is you really got to want it, too. So many people say they want to, you know, live a life as an artist, but they're not willing to take the chances. And I think that's what I've always done. And, like, especially my journey when you see the documentary, I mean, I think because you're a performer as well, you'll really understand all the bumps along the way, but I still won.
I love it. I think it's sensational. I think you are showing warts and all on how it is to succeed in this business, and most importantly, how difficult it is, which you have persevered. He has been nominated for over 30 NAACP Image Awards for film and television. Tell us about, though, and I don't know how you do this. I really don't, because you've worked with everybody, you've done everything. I don't know how you find time to be a humanitarian, but you are a longtime speaker for the United Negro College Fund. Tell us about the Milken Family Fund that you're so involved with.
For 5 years, Lowell Milken and Michael Milken, they have a special fund that they honor teachers, and they give $25,000 to 100 teachers all across America, and they get to use the $25,000 for whatever they want to do. And so we do a surprise assembly, and then we honor them with the check, and it's kind of like a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. They never know they're going to get the check, and it's just beautiful, and it honors teachers all across America.
Good for you. Let me pose this to you, because this has always been interesting to me, because I fall into this category myself sometimes, and that is when you were running the network, okay, when you were in charge of all programming, of which you've done a ton of things, and again, I'm leaving out so many of the great movies that you were part of. Way down deep inside, did you have that urge that you want to get back in front of the camera? Because once you get a little taste of what it's like to be the person on stage, the center of the whole production, it's pretty tough to sit at a desk and do negotiations with a bank and an accountant and engineers.
I'm not going to lie. I do miss it. I do. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a few projects to be, you know, back in front of the camera. But there is a side where, you know, I'm a kid. I still love making people laugh or making them cry. As a matter of fact, I've been working on a one-man show about my life that I took on the road last year. And I may bring it back this year, but I still have that artist in me. I think, I'm pretty sure when you sing, you just are transported.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that's, you know what I mean? We're talking now, but I know if you're on that stage, and, you know, what's your favorite song, just real quick for you? What's the song you sing the most?
I sing a lot, but I love singing Roy Orbison songs, you know, Crying Pretty Woman, Gene Pitney, Neil Diamond. And when you do that, you know, you could have a headache, you could have a backache, you could have a financial problem, you could have an argument with your wife. You forget all that stuff when you're up there. You know that, Robert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, well, see, I mean, here's the thing. There's nothing like living the life of an artist, you know? And I, like I said, I've been totally blessed. As a matter of fact, one of my movies is the 22nd anniversary today, and that's BAPS that I directed with Halle Berry.
I love that.
And, thank you.
Thank you.
And so, you know, it was her first comedy, and now when I talk to her, she's like, Robert, people stop me on the streets, and they know me the most from that movie. So I feel really honored.
Well, from a young man who was reading Shakespeare in school to being on the big stage in comedy and in the center of attention, you're quite a guy. And you know what? You're not only a good talent, you're a good guy. And in this business, you know, that's hard to find these days, Robert.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you know, here's the thing. I think, to me, the really great people that I admire, they're really nice people.
Yeah.
They really are
yeah,
nice
you're
people.
Right, yeah.
And so thank you for for that compliment.
Well, it's meant from the heart. I know you have a website. Where can we go to get all this information that's happening for you?
If people want to know more about what I'm working on, as well as if they want to pre-order the DVD, they can simply go to RobertTownsend.com, and everything is right there.
Are you going to be down in Orlando anytime in the near future, where we originate our national show?
You know what? I'm supposed to go to... I'm going to 3 film festivals. I'm going to one in Detroit on the 13th of April to show the documentary. Then I'm going to be in Cleveland on the 25th. But I'm supposed to be coming to Orlando, and I just don't know the date. But there's a film festival down there, and I'll be down there.
Yes, there is a film festival. I've been involved with it. Well, let me tell you something. When you do that, let's make sure that we cross paths, break some bread together, and chat a little bit. I'd love to have you.
Oh, I'd love to do that. So let's make it a date.
Okay. Thanks, Robert. Congratulations on everything. We'll set it up. And congratulations on all that you've done. And good luck. Hey, we'll be rooting for you, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. It's been a treat talking with you. And you have an amazing day. And keep singing.
Okay. And you keep on working real hard, okay? Keep giving us that entertainment that we love, whether it's comedy, motion pictures, television, whatever the case may be. Don't stop, okay?
Thank you so much.
Robert Townsend has been our guest. And he's got the soulful documentary, Making of the Five Heartbeats. That's going to be coming out in April. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. You talk about beauty and brains and talent. You got our next guest. You guessed it. And I know she gained a lot of notoriety being recognized as a 10. I go a little bit higher than that to a 12. Joining us right now is Bo Derek. Hi, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back. It's been some years since you've been with us, and it's good to have you back on our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well,
there.
We got a lot
with you.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it. I normally don't have pretty girls tell me that, you know, so that... Now,
I'm sure.
You have a lot of things to talk about. This great thing that you're doing that is called American Hometown Heroes. Tell us about this, Bo, because I think this is sensational.
It really, I think so, too. I've been working with our disabled veterans for over 10 years through the Department of Veterans Affairs and chairing their rehabilitation events, which are the wheelchair games, the winter games, the summer games. But here's a situation where independent Yellow Pages across the country in 49 states have gotten together and organized. They don't require any funds from anybody. None of our tax dollars. They just simply offer, if any veteran goes to hometownheroes.org, they will be directed to their local independent Yellow Page company and provided business planning, free advertising in the Yellow Pages to start up their small business or offer their services and to help them get employment when they come home. And I love the idea that it's a group of entrepreneurs who came together and said, we want to do this because we want to do this, not because they get anything out of it. And I think that employment is high among our returning American heroes, and here's a link in that coming home and getting to work that I think private industry can provide better than a government agency and even probably a big nonprofit organization. And I hope that maybe other businesses can be inspired to do this and find a way to organize and provide these kind of services to these Americans who deserve everything we can give them.
Boy, amen to that. You know, it's amazing to me, and I'm sure that you have found this on all of your work with veterans, is the fact that here are these people, men and women, go out and defend our freedom, and they come back to not only a economic condition in this country which is suffering, but they come back to one that's even more so because they've been out of the workforce for so long, and employers say, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody with experience, and here are these people who the only reason they don't have the experience is because they're protecting our freedom.
But at the same time, and this is what employers should know, these are the highly disciplined Americans, and their experience and their training and what they can bring to any business is invaluable, I think.
Yes, you're right. You know, we were on a road trip not too long ago, and the driver of the coach I was in was a former veteran. A veteran. And uh-huh. And I said, why are you driving this coach? And he said, well, it's because it's the only job I had. In the 10, 12 days we were on that coach, I have to tell you something, Bo, this guy was most responsible, courteous, knowledgeable, and he, not to put down driving a coach as a bad job, but certainly was underneath his qualifications. And I just couldn't get over that, because here's a guy whose dedication, whose upmanship, it was right there, and he was driving a bus.
You know, maybe in the future he can start his own transportation company, go to the VA or some of these nonprofit groups, get a small business loan, and then use Hometown Heroes to provide that interim service to start a business.
Yeah, what a great way to turn that around. I have to admit that that's a great incentive, and the way you phrased it is probably the best way it could be said. off the subject for just a moment. Your image as a number 10 in that movie, have you ever been able to go someplace and someone not ask you about that? I mean, I feel kind of funny even bringing it up, but I will. And but the fact is that it's such a, I mean, it's like Elvis Presley combined with Hound Dog. You just can't, you know, you think of one, you think of the other. I mean, is that ever become a hindrance that you just want to go to the mall and look like, not like a person that's in the movies and as beautiful as you are?
Thank you. You know, it was such a gift in my life that I've always realized it was a pretty small price to pay. If I could have all the perks and benefits from having been in that movie, but I can't go to the beach anymore, I can't walk around the mall, I'm fine with it, and I always have been. I've always seen the other benefits that were provided.
Yeah, and again, I say that with all due respect, because I'm sure you're tired of being asked those kind of questions.
No, I don't mind at all.
I'm sure every guy in the world or woman who interviews you is going to bring that up, and me, I just want to fit in the mold and do the same thing.
You know, fortunately, I've always had a really good private life, so I don't need to. I've never had the need to go out and party all night or go to hot spots and be hassled.
Yeah.
I could give those up very easily.
Yeah, you know what? After you've done this for a while, Bo, and I can appreciate what you're saying, is that you just, home looks mighty fine sometimes. Now, going back to the American Hometown Heroes, if they want to learn more, all of our people that are listening to us, where can they do that?
AmericanHometownHeroes.org. And you will be directed to your local independent Yellow Page company who has already committed to provide this service free of charge and help you get your business and reach directly. It's the best way to reach your consumer and your potential clients is through your local community phone book.
Yeah, and as you alluded to before, this is so important, and you've got some great people with you, as I mentioned earlier, Ann Margaret, Diane Cannon, John Corbett, yourself. Any others? Not that you need any after that list.
Yes, we do. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but yes, and we've got some heavy brass in the military. The Department of Veterans Affairs jumped right on this. When it was first just a notion, I put them in touch, the Hometown Heroes Group, in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they pushed it along right away. They saw what an important service this would be to our veterans. So it was inspiring to see all these groups that normally there's so much red tape, so many, you know, so much research involved. Let's everybody talk about this for years before we move. I mean, it was up and running in probably 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's great. That goes to show the support from the private sector. That's phenomenal. And if you get a chance, please participate in this very good cause. AmericanHometownHeroes.com is the website. Bo, if you ever get down to Orlando, Florida, let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Oh, let's do it. And stay lovely as always, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bo.
Okay,
bye-bye. The very lovely and talented, nice woman, very nice woman, Bo Derek. And we all remember her as a number 10 running on the beach in that famous movie that made her so popular. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. We are all across the USA and around the world and on our internet site, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. Check us out.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour from Cheers and so many other things. Nice man, John Ratzenberger, singer, producer, actor, Robert Townsend, and Bo Derek. Next hour from Investigation Discovery, Diane Diamond will be joining us. Special show coming up this Sunday. Josh Gates also has a terrific show. He's going to be uncovering tombs of mummies live on TV. Actor Corbin Burnson will be here, and from HGTV's Groundbreakers, Joe Washington. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause briefly. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, will be Diane Diamond.